Hey there, this is Laura, host of The Fall Line. I'm excited to share with you a sneak preview of the new podcast, My Fugitive, from Pineapple Street Studios. While searching for answers about a fugitive whose story haunted her family for decades, host Nina Gildan-Seavey came across a Cold War spy ring, a conspiracy to assassinate a civil rights icon, black bag jobs against activists whose lives were changed forever, and the government's attempts to cover it all up. As you enjoy this preview of My Fugitive, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Everybody has secrets. You have secrets, and I have secrets. And families have secrets. For most of his life, my father was haunted by a family secret, but not our family's. My dad was a civil rights lawyer in St. Louis, and he had a client, a young man, who disappeared for almost 30 years.
By the way, his heck is Howard Mechanic in New York. He laughed and hasn't been heard. He was sentenced to 5 years in the penitentiary, and I haven't seen him ever.
I spent 10 years trying to unravel what happened to Howard Mechanic. And my journey took me to places I never could have imagined, like a Cold War spy ring.
Within the Bureau itself, oh gosh, you probably had less than a dozen and a half people at any one time who knew about the thing.
A suspected conspiracy to murder a civil rights leader.
I could hear people say, "Get down, get down." And I took off and went up the stairwell. I kneeled down and I tried to read his pulse. And it's not working. Nothing seems to be working.
And the U.S. government's attempts to cover it all up.
If you were planning to get rid of Martin Luther King, would you want anybody to know about that? So it had to be secret.
It's a story fueled by paranoia about communists in our midst and about students trying to end a war and about the threat of black power. All of it forged in the peculiar crucible of my hometown, St. Louis.
And I said to him, "You are paranoid. You have gone off the deep end. The FBI doesn't care one bit about me."
It sounds like the stuff of crazy tin hat conspiracy theories, except it's not. It's all verified. All it took was someone to tie these secrets together. Well, and 350 Freedom of Information Act requests, one lawsuit, hundreds of thousands of pages of documents, and 10 years of my life.
I mean, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but like there is a sort of like obsessive dimension to the journey that you've been on.
Yes. One of the things that I did was that I took tens of thousands of pages of documents and I put them on shelves so that I could actually be witness to this insane level of what is almost madness. And that seems nutty, but it's not.
Or is it?
Right, but it's not because we got to the truth.
New episodes of My Fugitive are available every week wherever you get your podcasts. But why wait? Binge every episode now, exclusively on the new Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
I hope you enjoyed this preview of My Fugitive. New episodes are available every week wherever you get your podcasts. But why wait? Binge all episodes now exclusively on the new Audacy app. Audacy is your audio home for all the podcasts, music, news, and sports that matter to you. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.